fans do this shit. I'll give you an example, right? Every artist goes through a phase where they do a complete left turn. If you're an underground artist, you can make what the fuck you want to make. We live in an era now where people are treating the underground like the mainstream. But is it kind of funny how the mainstream accepts unique sounds while the underground doesn't? Like the independent radio stations, the underground bloggers, once they say be unique, be different. Notice how all the artists they post are not different, but they swear up and down, they different. No, their voice is different, but they're making the same thing. Their voice is different. His voice is different. His cadence is different. When he's talking about, it's not different. And it gets annoying to me when in an underground, you're supposed to just make what the fuck you want to make. So right now, I'm going to depart from making braggadocio rap. I've been enough of braggadocio rap songs. I put them on SoundCloud just to listen, because once it's like a puzzle to me. And I'm gonna start making meaningful music. You know, that makes sense. But even when you do it, in my case, it's fucking weird because these fools really want me to be Wiz Khalifa, right? They want me like vibey music. And what you're doing, just vibing, talking. And that's all it is. Like, just spitting bars and rapping. The spitting bars or a dope beat, you just vibing to it. And for some reason, in this era, we can't do that no more. You can't do cypher verses no more. If you're not having a very cohesive theme to your music, we're not listening to it. Cause fans, we want more. Really? You let niggas talk about hoes, bitches all the time for decades. Y'all don't wanna hear that. You don't like it when an artist talk about their personal interests. It's like, how you keep telling artists, put your personality in your music? Okay, because talking about hoes, bitches, smoking weed, that's not a personality. That's bland, right? So if I sit there, I made a song called Anime Girls. I love anime. I made another song called Piece of Cats, talking about being a samurai piece of cat. I made another song in the same vein, but talking about how I'm an anime character and I'm going to different shows. Basically, the whole premise of that song was, I miss Samurai Piece of Cats. Please bring it back. At the time, they're bringing back a lot of anime. They're bringing back Bleach. They're bringing back, they got fucking Dragon Ball Super. And they have Slayer's Revolution with the original pop, with the original cast. I was like, well, damn, can we bring back, you know, some Samurai Piece of Cats? Because all the anime I used to watch is very underrated anime. It's not just the popular anime that motherfuckers watch. I usually watch mostly underrated anime because I grew up watching underrated anime. You know what I mean? Not to be like I'm better than anybody. So when you say put your personality in your music, and I'm referencing anime cartoons, because I used to watch a lot of cartoons, and I want to be an animator, and I'm, you know, putting myself in my music, my personality in my music, and you sitting there telling me that ain't gonna work, that's not, and you trying to do what a label would do, and trying to make me something that's fucking bland. Basically, that's what the fuck they're trying to do in the underground. Notice how it's just weird to me. I don't know why fans do that shit. Let's do this, and also this too. I remember I was looking at this video called with rat traps. And it's called Stay Out the Trap. And they're talking about don't fake your numbers, right? Even though Travis Scott does it, you don't do it. Interesting. I understand, because I've seen people make multiple accounts simply because their last account got touched, got ripped down because they faked their followers, right? Mixing this shitty, flowing off beat, all of that. But this nigga got four different accounts because he faked his numbers and he made it so fucking obvious. It's funny because you would think that fans wouldn't care about big numbers. Like, you know how long it will take for you to get them big numbers? It takes a long time to get those big millions and thousands of fucking numbers. But when you have fans, this happened to me personally, when they say, man, where's the real order set? And I never respond to that. This is 2018, 2019, I did this. I said, hey, I make music, check me out. This fool went on my shit and said, first of all, using a snowball mic, that's not industry standard. Oh, shit. That's not industry standard. And also, you doing that boom baby shit, that's not gonna work in today's era of music. Because they want you to make what is hot now. You know, what a label will tell you. But even then, a label would at least, they the thing, and what a bullshit label would tell you. A real label would take what you have and try to market it to an audience that would probably fuck with it. These niggas think if you rap over trap beats and rap like everybody else, you would win. I've done that multiple times and every time it failed. What does that tell you? Then on top of the fucking fact, this nigga brings up numbers. You don't even got 45K. You got fans that are so fucking pretentious and so, thanks a lot, academics. Because these niggas think how DJ academics think. They care about numbers. You see how these motherfuckers will care about first week sales. Like, if an artist's first week sales is not as big as his last sale, they won't even see the fucking song. Keep in mind, they've heard the album. Nowadays, fans have changed a little bit. Now, they care about intro tracks. Right? So, but again, you can't say don't care about numbers when that's all the fuck you bring up. Like, you will literally see a nigga's fucking, this is my actual real Spotify numbers right here. I'm showing you. I have 31 followers, 30 streams, 19 listeners. No cap. Got to a motherfucker that only cares about, I got multiple projects. Been putting out music since 2018 on Distro, through Distro. To them, that's L, that's an L, that's an L. And also my monthly listeners is 19. These niggas are like, well, we listen to you. You got 19 monthly listeners. You got 31 followers. I'm not listening to you. And fans see, and artists see that shit. Let me fake my numbers. Then here's the fucking kicker. They know the numbers are fake. They'll laugh at you for faking your fucking numbers. But again, you niggas are so pretentious and think numbers mean everything. It's ridiculous. Because it's not genuine. If you got 345,000 streams and 345,000 listeners and then that you pay for, because they're not going to buy your merch, they're not going to fucking go to your shows, you start doing shows with a small group of people, hold up, how is that? You got 345,000 people. I might as well just fucking be real with you with my numbers, because they be faking their shit. We live in a fucked up, retarded world that think numbers dictate everything, which it wasn't like that before. Now these fans are now accepted. Now they care about intro tracks. You know, the first track that they hear, and that track has to suck you into the album. So once you make, now there's no more, we have short attention spans, bro. We want them long intros, because I heard that little Yachty song. That intro was 23 seconds long. And fans ate that shit up. And the song itself was 6 minutes. But it's weird, if you're an underground artist and the intro is too long, come on, man, the intro is too long, but you let other rappers in the mainstream, how the fuck you gonna tell us to compete with the mainstream by literally mimicking the mainstream? But the mainstream accepts unique sounds way more than the underground does. The mainstream accepts unique voices, if it ain't smelly, way more than the mainstream, than the underground does. Well, let's just put that in the same box. If you have a unique voice that they've never heard before, it's 50-50. Because motherfuckers are gonna hate anything they've never heard before. It doesn't matter if you're rapping on boom bap beats. It doesn't matter if you're rapping on familiar beats. I've never heard a voice like yours. It's too distinct. And then I can't warm up to it, which I think is the most dumbest thing. Back in the 90s, if you had a unique voice, unique cadence, rapping over unique beats, instantly you are the fucking man. also, this fucking generation seems to not know what influences are. Because this Lil Yachty's album has got a lot of fucking praise. Of course, but somebody's a lot of praise, there's gonna always be some haters around the bend saying, Lil Yachty's album is dope, but he bit a couple of styles. Is this fucking generation that retarded that y'all don't know what the fuck influences are? And it's gotten so bad, it's weird to me. You shit on, it's weird to me how this generation works. You shit on rappers. You know what biting is. You know what the fuck that is. Like, if someone sounds just designer, he's gonna forever be a Future clone. Even though I knew when Panic came out, that wasn't Future. I know what Future sounds like. But because he sounds so much to these retarded eating fools' ears, like Future, because I know Future ain't gonna make no song called Timmy Turner. Future talks about mostly toxic relationships and fucking around. Designer's gonna fucking do that. She's hype. Plus, he got these raw ad-libs. So, Future isn't like that. So, I don't see how motherfuckers were that retarded to fucking put Future and Designer in the same box. Yeah, they got the same ish vocal tone, but you know, even Future goes with, yeah, come on. Like, me goes, bloody finger, so coming up. You have never heard Designer do that. So I don't see how the fuck you're comparing Future to fucking Designer when they are completely different. And let's also not forget, remember that song, You Ain't About Shit? People thought that Future was by the fuck OG Bobby Johnson. I'm just keeping it real, bro. We're gonna keep that, huh? I'm just keeping it 100 with you. And then this whole, let them know what the fuck biting is. And the fact that fans and other, like, listen to an artist just to sniff out their influences, because for some reason that's the cool thing to do, is sniff out who the hell you sound like. And for some reason, if you don't sound as much as y'all bitch about rappers biting, you also hate it when a rapper sounds too unique. If you can't sniff out who his influence is, you're either throwing up a bunch of fucking random rappers that he does not sound like, Wiz Khalifa, Gucci Mane, A$AP Ferg. And if he does lead into those influences, he needs to have his own unique voice. It's like, you don't know what the fuck you want. But ours have his own unique sound is bad. If he leans into the influences, it's good. But I still want to be unique. Stupid. And once you set up a fucking bar for yourself to fucking rap. Because these fools treat underground artists like they treat mainstream rappers, which I think is fucking stupid, to be honest with you. I'm just keeping it fucking honest. Because, nigga, most of us will never be like that. I'm just keeping it a buck. But like I say, man, I never understand that shit. Niggas just know what biting is. If someone bit a nigga's whole flow, style to a T, that's biting. If you don't add anything unique to it, that's biting. I know influencing. They always say steal like an artist. Prime example, you can steal flows. People say, have your own flows. No idea's original. Even Nas said that. He even admit he took from Rakim, he took from Tupac, he took from Biggie. He said that in a song. Every artist is inspired and take from other artists. Everyone does that. As long as you're doing your own unique way, then it's called influences. Lil Yachty has a fucking very unique voice. No one sounds like him. Hell, nigga got hated just because he sounded unique. But at the same time, rap is about being unique and being yourself. But then if you have your own unique fucking voice, your own unique style, we rip you apart. But then if you lead into an influence, oh, I see the influence here. I wish he had his own style. You can have your own style by using someone's influence. Like when I hear Kendrick's new album, I can instantly hear everything he, like on the song, Loving You Count Me Out. I can hear some reggae influence. I can hear some wax on, wax on, wax. And then wax on, wax on, wax. YC, yes. Yeah, let's not forget that. Wax on, wax on, wax. When I heard that flow, but it done for the dumb they know. But it on for the dumb they know. Oh, that's wax on, wax on, wax. I instantly picked that shit up. So yeah, my nigga, even Kendrick bites. But he did it in his own unique way. But I knew that flow. And he said, but dumb, dumb, dumb. Oh, that's why I see racks on racks on racks with Future. Look it up. Come on, dog. And fans like that shit too. They like when you stick other rapper styles. And if you do that shit, it's like, oh, I know that style. And they want to keep doing it too. They feel like you can fucking, I guess, carry the torch of another artist. No, nigga, I want my own shit. But we don't know you. Look me up then. Look on my .piff. Listen to all my old albums. Listen to all my old mixtapes. Let me talk in the hater tense. No one wanna go through all that trash. Y'all so retarded, don't know what the fuck what trash is. You would call a rapper that can actually rap garbage. All because you can rap, don't mean that you should. All because you can rap, don't mean that you're good. That dumbass mentality. I get it if you rap and you garbage. My generation of garbage is very simple. Y'all niggas call anything garbage. Even if a nigga's trying to fucking, you know, cause you know, any, even if a nigga's trying to fucking make songs catering to your generation, rapping on trap beats. Every time my voice touches a fucking trap beat, I'm rapping on beat, spitting fucking bars. It's always some fucking retard telling me, you need lots of work. And I don't. I am more critical on myself than any of these motherfuckers. You can't tell me shit. You're just saying this shit because of what? You are a fucking Juice WRLD clone. You can't be yourself. Because it's just, that's what the underground's about. Let's clone a bunch of artists and we can fucking take their fans. That means you don't really give a fuck about this art form of rap than you think that you know. That because all that's all you're doing, let me buy another rapper style and take their fucking fans. Eventually, they're gonna get tired of that shit and want you to be you, which you can't. See, now that we're talking about with me, niggas don't want me to be me. They want me to be Wiz Khalifa. I've been compared to that man so many times, not fucking funny. And I'm still trying to fucking figure out what the fuck I make that's similar to this man. And even when I do playfully lean into that shit, it's still not good enough, bro. You're not exciting us. Fuck you. I'm not trying to please none of you niggas. You want to call it rappers pretentious? Anytime when a fan says you're not pleasing us or this is not resonating with me, but then they'll hear an artist that sound like someone else, and embrace them, because it has to be happening. I'm still not getting over it. That's why I stopped sending songs to independent radio stations. The work he's cool, but it's the real key reasons why I stopped sending songs to him. Because this nigga gave my shit a 2. Not him, not Dorky, this random fuck. And he gave another nigga a 2. And then this nigga sound like the game getting turned up. We getting wildly, nigga getting turned up. And gave that shit an 8 and 10. That's the level. The other songs like that. Then when I went on Dorky's show, this nigga talked, they said my shit was overly produced. This nigga's beat was so loud you can barely fucking hear him. He's rapping on and off beat. And that shit was given an 8 because it was a turn up song. Which proves my point that hip hop hates fighting rap music. You're too low key and quiet. Earl is like that. So why come those? It's funny. You look at an Earl or a Bully James or to an extent Vince Staples. They're low key. They're quiet how they rap. And you give them praise. Any other rapper is low key, is sleepy, is boring. He's rapping too slow. But you give Earl so much praise and he raps like that. You give Bully James so much praise and he's monotone. Y'all fucking said 21 Savage the best rapper of 2022 and he's monotone. You got niggas who should not really be critiquing shit because you sound stupid. Prime example, bro.
when motherfuckers sit there and talk about Eminem's Marshall Mars LP, that fucking album is so boring, boring beats. No shit, retard. It came out in 2000. You were wasn't even born then. You look dumb trying to read, like, you look stupid. Of course, you're not going to understand it. You was not born. You was a fucking embryo. I was fucking 13 when that fucking goddamn album came out. It's not gonna connect to you. Well, it's not. Some kids like it, like Eminem, Marshall Mathers LP, because they're not dumb like you. They're not stupid like you. They don't go back and be like, oh, I used to like this album, but now I hate it now. Okay, good. Why you don't like it? Ooh, and they can't even give you a good reason. It's like how when niggas want to critique an underground artist, they can't even give them a good reason why they don't like their music, besides the fact you're a nobody, and why should I like your music? Give me a reason to like you. Give me a reason, man. You gotta give us a reason to like you. I'm not giving you shit. You know what the fuck that's like to me? I'm pandering to you. And you're fucking being pretentious. Anytime someone says, give me a reason to like your music, they're not gonna like your music. They're not gonna understand it. So when you pander to them and try to make them get into your world, because it's hard to build a fucking world on TikTok. I'm old. What the fuck I look like trying to build a... I look stupid. I look like an old man trying to figure out what an iPad or what an iPhone is. Trying to fucking build a relationship on fucking TikTok. It's more easier to me to build a relationship on Anchor than build one on TikTok. Like, what am I going to really talk about? What am I going to do? It's like in music. You just talk about your interest. Talk about what you feel. And when I do talk about what the fuck I feel, I'm only a bunch of haters talking shit. I ain't got time for that shit. I don't have that here. Maybe. I don't know. Don't care. I'm not seeing it. But if I don't see it, it don't exist to me. But here's what the fuck it is. All I'm saying is, you know, I just find this to be just weird to me. How in the underground scene needs to do better. I'm sick and tired of y'all talking about make music for you. I'm sick and tired of you rappers in the industry, you old head rappers in the industry, who these fools be having, reviewing other artists' music, and then when they bring some unique shit, if it doesn't sound familiar to you, you basically call the shit trash. Because let's be real with you. If I'm hot, like, I'm just being real. Because and they give us this host, but it's supposed to be industry. Not everyone's meant to be rapping with a monotone voice. That's objective. Go on best monotone rappers and you see a big Reddit of a guy saying, I'm looking for a rapper that have a deep voice and they're monotone. So it's not like when Hip Hop Juice said this shit really was stupid to me when he says, you know, you can't have a monotone voice. You know, not in the industry. He didn't know 21 Savage is fucking monotone. You know Drake is fucking monotone. So this dude was like, nah, I disagree, man. I don't mind a monotone voice, you know? That's a cool voice. Here's Hip Hop Drew. Well, name me 12 rappers in the game that's monotone. I can name you the biggest one, Drake and 21 Savage. That should be enough right there. Y'all retarded with this. Some people's voices are just naturally like that. That's one thing that these little rap coaches and these fools don't understand. A motherfucker's voice is completely different when they fucking rap, okay? It's completely different. Niggas ain't gonna change their fucking voice. And here's the thing about me. Let me change my vocal goddamn fucking tone like this. And I'm kicking it like that. Niggas will sit there and call that shit corny. Because you know why? Because it's fake. When I record, I'm rapping in my normal fucking voice. Just like how Vince Staples was rapping on his fucking last two albums, I'm doing the exact thing. Because it seems fake. Like Danny Brown, he naturally talks like that. See, Be Real is a character, because you know Be Real doesn't talk like how he raps. 50 Cent talks how he raps. DMX talks how he raps. Eminem doesn't have to high-pitched voice when he raps. Snoop talks how he raps. And it works for him. Boley James talks how he raps. Prodigy talks how he raps. Yeah, I just named you two dope monotone rappers. We can add Earl in the mix too. I just want to make pop stars and be so pretentious with it. Like, yeah, man, you gotta be a pop star. You gotta be a pop star. Nigga, some motherfucker on Instagram sent me a DM of my song that they supposedly listened to. And he's like, you make great music. So many fucking typos. It makes your fucking head spin. That's how you know that it's fake. And he says, oh man, in the typical, how long you been rapping? How old are you? It's like, you do the same thing. I don't trust any motherfucker that does that. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, seriously. And you wonder why we think every motherfucker in the industry is fake. You keep getting these fake motherfuckers. But it is what it is, man. I'm done.